Hello and welcome. The 7 Lok Sabha seats of Delhi will go to the polls on the 12th of May. That is the penultimate phase of the elections 2019. For the first time, air pollution, which killed 1.24 million people in 2017, finds a mention in the BJP and the Congress's party manifestos in a country that is home to 14 of the planet's 20 most polluted cities. The Aam Aadmi Party, on the other hand, has put a special focus on education and health. The AAP manifesto says that, and I quote, every child in Delhi will be entitled to free world-class education from nursery to class 12 so that she or he can become a happy, aware and capable citizen. We're asking tonight on We the People, do election issues matter? Will the voter vote on what are called the roti kapda makan issues, or does the voter only care about personality politics? On the show tonight, we have Aatishi, who is the AAP's candidate from the East Delhi parliamentary constituency. She's known as the brain and the heart behind the education reforms in the capital initiated by the AAP government in 2015. Will this be valued by the voter? We're going to ask her that. From the Congress, we have Congress leader Abhishek Dutt. He's a two-time municipal councillor from South Delhi. He is a politician who is challenging the conventional wisdom that air quality is clearly not a priority for the voter. Will that pay off? Is that a gamble for him? Mamata Kale, Delhi BJP spokesperson. We have Ravina Raj Kohli. She is a media professional and a concerned Delhiite. She's struggling to breathe every day, and she's raising her voice about it. We have RJ Giddy. She is Delhi's favorite RJ, the host of the morning show, Sunona Dilli. Delhiites have her direct line. She takes calls from Delhi voters every day, and we'll ask her what the Delhi voter wants from this election. And we have Anita Arora. She is the principal of the Sri Venkateshwara School, International School, and she's joining us here. So, Aatishi, first of all, you have been credited with the transformation of Delhi's government schools. You know, you're a unique phenomenon in this election because you're a candidate contesting for the first time, and you're going to voters saying, vote for me because I have done this, 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 not vote for me and then I will do this and that. You think this is going to work? I mean, how do I put it? You think the voter will make an educated guess?
I just think that this is going to happen. I'm sure this is going to happen. What we have seen in the last 4 years in Delhi and everything that we have done on the ground, the feedback that we repeatedly get is that people were tired for voting one party and another, getting one government or another, or MPs from one party and another, and yet their lives not changing at all. I think what they've experienced for the first time in the past 4 years, I think what we need to remember is that not all of Delhi lives in Greater Kailash and Jorbagh. And especially East Delhi, where I'm contesting from, a good 75% to 80% of people live in unauthorized colonies, resettlement colonies, etc. And so for them, they have seen a substantive change in their lives for the first time when they voted for Aam Aadmi Party. And I think that is really resonating with the people.
Okay, let's see. Let's ask. We have here Prince. You all may have seen him in the papers and on yes. in the headlines.
He's one of our stars from our Delhi government schools.
That's
he had
right.
an excellent
he
performance.
He is the Delhi topper in science. The science topper in Delhi for the year 2018, right? You got 97% marks.
Yes.
And you've studied all your life in a government school.
Yes.
And so tell us, in this election, do you think this is an issue that the voter is going to think about the changes on the ground that Aatishi is talking about when they vote?
Yeah, I personally admire the work of Aam Aadmi Party in the field of government school. Like, they have developed schools, they have increased the number of rooms. Like, we were sitting 61 students before the Aam Aadmi Party in one class. Now it's reached to 45. It's good. Now washroom condition are now good. It was like used to be. Now they are cleaner than that. And also, the pollution is not like only is the Delhi people are polluting Delhi. The pollution is also coming from Punjab and Haryana, like the burning of crop waste. So it's a matter all the government should.
AAP stand on pollution hasn't been that great.
Yeah, it's been great.
No, hasn't actually been that great. But
not
on
that
education,
great.
Of course, they've made
education. They are excellent. They have developed the infrastructure so well. So I like to go in
and
the
and you're
school.
Living proof of that, your testimony of that. So Prince, are you how old are you? Are you going? Are you a first time voter?
Yeah,
are you going
to
be voting this time?
Yeah, it's my first time to vote. Yeah, 12th May will be my first time.
Okay, so these are the voters the Aam Aadmi Party is targeting. Mamta, you know, come in over here. Does the voter care about the issues? Prince claims he does, because for the BJP, at least the Congress has put a candidate, Mr. Lovely, who used to be education minister. The BJP has put a former cricketer.
What's wrong in that?
You tell me. My question is, so issues don't matter, it's a personality that matters.
No, it is issues as well as the personalities, both matters. A cricketer who's done so much for the nation matters a lot. After all, he's played for so many years for the country. He's brought a good name for the country. And now he decided that he's going to join Bharatiya Janata Party and contest his election from Bharatiya Janata Party and start his second profession or second innings with the party which is actually working for the nation, which is working for the Delhi. So
could it be that
wrong?
Because you had a candidate who's got a record when it comes to education, you had to field someone who is a personality?
No, so we've worked so hard. We've been working so hard for past 5 years, and people are going to vote. Even the people of Delhi are going to vote for development. When you have no narrative, and Aam Aadmi Party does politics of appeasement. They have no narrative.
No,
what
no,
narrative
are
they have?
AAP, Congress, or both?
I am talking about AAP and Congress. When they don't have a narrative, they do politics of appeasement. So obviously they would come up with some story or the other, because as far as Aam Aadmi Party is concerned, Sarah, they have not worked for four years. If they would have worked, they would have been 100% sure of winning all seven elections, all seven seats alone. They wouldn't have been running behind Congress Party and with folded hand and saying, please do yes, samjhata, and let's fight this election together. So they are not sure. Why are they not sure? Because they have not done any work. Simple as that.
Atishi, what would you say to that?
I think
why has AAP been trying so hard to get a tie-up with the Congress?
So two things. I don't think I need to say anything about the work that we have done. I think Prince has already spoken before me on Aam Aadmi Party government's behalf. So I don't need to say anything. He's a testimony of the fact of the changes that Delhi has seen. See, I think that, first of all, we are very confident about defeating BJP on all seven seats. I think that's going to be very clear on 23rd of May when the results are out. And we are also very clear that we were not looking for an alliance with the Congress just in Delhi. In fact, we were repeatedly talking about an alliance in all 33 seats in North India, including Delhi, including Haryana, including Chandigarh, including Punjab, because we felt that if Aam Aadmi Party, the Congress, and in Haryana, Dushyant Chautala's party, the JJP, were to come together, then BJP could be defeated on all these 33 seats.
Okay.
As far as Delhi is concerned, let me assure you, we are very confident. We are going to be winning all seven seats.
So I want to focus the debate, which is really on, is it the issue that matters in the end? Not alliances, not personalities. Aap log, your mothers, aap parents ho?
Yes.
आपके बच्चे गवर्नमेंट स्कूल्स में पढ़ते
yes.
हैं अच्छा तो आप बोलिए ममता जी यहाँ पे कह रही है कि आपने काम नहीं किया और उनको वोट नहीं मिलेगी इस इलेक्शन में आपको क्या लगता है आपके रिएक्शंस आपके एक्सपीरियंसेस क्या हुए हैं
काम तो हुआ काम बहुत अच्छा हुआ है गवर्नमेंट स्कूल्स में
एजुकेशन में
बहुत काम
आपके एक्सपीरियंस क्या हुए आपके बच्चों के साथ
20 इयर्स के एक्सपीरियंस है 20 इयर्स मेरी बेटी गवर्नमेंट स्कूल में थी
हाँ.
तब कोई फैसिलिटी इतनी नहीं थी कहाँ कहीं भी सुनवाई नहीं थी किसी भी तरह से अगर पेरेंट्स क्लास में चला भी जाता था तो मुश्किल से टीचर को ढूंढ के हमें देखना पड़ता था टीचर कहाँ है 8 पीरियड में से 1 पीरियड लगता था या मुश्किल से 2 लगते थे और वहाँ भी सिलेबस नहीं पूरा हो पाता था पूरा साल खत्म हो जाता था और अब जब 4 साल से ये गवर्नमेंट आई है इन्होंने बहुत अच्छा बैकग्राउंड दिया है पेरेंट्स को SMC क्रिएट करवाई स्कूल मैनेजमेंट कमेटी
अच्छा तो आपको क्या लगता है वोटर्स इसको मन में इसको रख के वोट करेंगे
बिल्कुल
या पर्सनालिटी पॉलिटिक्स
नहीं
मोदी जी के नाम पे वोट
को बच्चों का भविष्य चाहिए अभी भी ये लोग कमिट कर रहे हैं कि अगर बच्चों को 60% मार्क्स भी होंगे तो यूनिवर्सिटी प्रोवाइड करवाएंगे ये लोग तो हम लोग उसी उम्मीद से हैं जैसे लास्ट टाइम भी हमने इसी उम्मीद से वोट किया था आप पार्टी को कि ये लोग एजुकेशन में काम करेंगे और उन्होंने रियलिटी में किया है एजुकेशन में काम
ओके Okay. Atishi, you know, the Congress has promised to allocate 6% of the GDP to the issue of education. Do you think that's possible given your experience over the last 4 years, 5 years?
I think 6% allocation is definitely possible. The question is whether Congress is going to do it. This is not the first time that Congress is coming into power at the national level. Number two, even if you see their records in state governments, I'm contesting opposite Mr. Arvinder Singh Lovely, and we have all seen, I think Prince just spoke about, the schools that Prince spoke about, the schools that this lady here is speaking about, were the schools that were run by the Congress Party. Those were schools that were run by Arvinder Singh Lovely. We have seen Congress's track record in education. We have seen BJP's track record in education across states run by the BJP, be it Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh. Every day you hear reports, 100 schools have been shut down, 200 schools have been shut down. Delhi is the only government across the country where you are seeing a rapid increase in infrastructure, increase in the number of schools, and increase in the number of children who are enrolling themselves in government schools.
Well, some statistics have also shown that the enrollment in government schools has gone down, which seems to be a bit of a conundrum.
The enrollment in government schools has gone down if you compare it to 7 years ago. But in the past 3 years, since the Aam Aadmi Party government came into power, enrollment has started rising once again. And for the first time across the country, you see this trend. That enrollment in government schools is increasing anywhere in the country.
Abhishek, Atishi is pointing out that the Congress was in power for 15 years before AAP came into power. So there was no intent.
See, I'll start with the enrollment issue. I'm sure my friend Atishi knows the data very well. 1,29,000 students have dropped out of Delhi government schools.
How do you explain that? What's behind
it? She has to explain why. 23% kids have failed in class 10th. And I'm giving data from the Delhi government, which is the worst in the last 10 years. 1,02,000 students have been denied entry between class 9 to class 12. These are data given by the Delhi government website. And that is what the education is. See, we must understand the way the marketing fund is being used by Aam Aadmi Party, which has gone up to a few hundred crores. Earlier, it used to be 23 crores with the Delhi government. Now, the amount of money that they're spending on their advertisement against what I congratulate Prince, and I'm sure we need more Prince like him every year. We need toppers to come forward and, you know, they need to be proud of being from a government school. But where the statistics are concerned, they're right in front. Why so many kids are failing? Why so many kids are denied entry into the school? Even the scheme that they got, that if you fail in class 9, you do go to the school, but you don't give the board, you go through the open school, so that your result is very clean. As a government school, you need to open up to everyone. Every child should come into the school and should have an equal opportunity to give the exams. It's not only the bright kids stay and the rest are asked not to come to the school. Where infrastructure is concerned, you know, I saw these huge ads of swimming pools, you know, being inaugurated by Mr. Arvind Kejriwal. When I filed an RTI, I myself filed an RTI, I think only 3 pools have been opened, and the amount of money they spend on these advertisements, they could have opened more swimming pools in that same ad. You know, as a citizen, when I see a paper, it talks about big advertisement of one pool being inaugurated in one school in Delhi. The amount of money you're spending, you can open more pools like that. I want to ask my friend, how many pools have they opened in the last 4 years? They've been rather five years.
But Abhishek, elections are often about perceptions, right? And I'm sure you've read Sheila Dixit's autobiography. She said that the Congress was routed. In that book, she says the Congress was routed in the last election because the first-time voter took the development and, you know, the flyovers that had been built and everything else that happened in the capital for granted. So the voter can be very fickle.
Yeah, you know, Sarah, you know, Aam Aadmi Party came more like a movement. If you talk about 4 years back when they came, when they got 67 seats, it was a complete movement where more than 50% of the voters had voted for Aam Aadmi Party. But 2 years after that, in the municipal election, their voting percentage came down to 26%. They must have gone wrong somewhere, that the Delhi who voted them with 67 seats had given them 56% vote share, came down to 26%.
But
30% is a huge drop.
Okay,
it's a
but
huge
my
drop.
My question is basically, you know, if you take up the Sheila Dixit example, development is a very difficult platform to run on. It doesn't always pay off. On New Year's Eve, you released a video where you said that you are going to make pollution the plank of your campaign.
Absolutely.
Or your political issue. I know you're a father. This is personal also for you. Mm. Is this really wise? Because the public doesn't seem to care about pollution except for the winter months.
You know, Sarah, you'll be very surprised about, I was just discussing in the back room. 6 years back, we started this movement called Say No to Crackers. And that time when we started this campaign, it was more of me as a resident of Delhi than as an elected representative of Delhi. We went to Lodhi Garden and we were discussing with people, let's not burn crackers. A lot of people from the industry were calling me up that you're against our industry. I said, no, we're not against your industry. But eventually, you have to come out with some solution. Even today, when as a counselor, when I go around with RWAs and we discuss with them, I feel the government needs to take a very, very strong stand. Today, as per the index, We are ranked 177 out of 180 as the worst city, as the worst country, not even a city.
No,
which
but
is
do you
embarrassing.
Think in this election, yes. you've hitched a bandwagon to this issue. Do you think in this election, people are going to vote on pollution?
Absolutely. You know, NDTV itself has been running this huge campaign about air pollution. When you talk, people are so educated today, and especially where air pollution is concerned. Everyone is talking about it. You know, your senior citizens, they can't go to the park. Kids can't go to the park. Schools are being shut. Nothing is happening. Air pollution is a big concern. But the sad part is, why only during Diwali? Why not throughout the whole year? It's only during that week of Diwali that people talk about air pollution, then they forget. When you go to Lodhi Garden in the morning, your air quality levels are still it's an average of 300. A lot of countries, they declare air emergency when your air quality level touches 300. In Delhi, we are breathing on 600, 700 most of the time. And we don't talk about it. Even the media is not talking about it. The media only talks about it when Diwali is around the corner, which is sad. Air pollution is something that we must fight every day. And government has to take a strong step.
How does one do that, Ravina? You know, the manifestos of both the Congress and the BJP for the first time have mentioned pollution, an issue that's, you know, been under their noses all along. How does one do that unless you get the public to speak up? And the public doesn't speak up, including the media, as Abhishek points out, before September.
The public doesn't speak up because the public can't see the problem. And the fact of the matter is that political parties have not shown enough will or expertise or knowledge on the subject. They have not even bothered to engage with experts on the subject. For the first time, after we have run a movement like My Right to Breathe for almost 3 years, we are seeing it enter in a slight manner into the Congress manifesto. Thank God they were the first party who did it. Good luck. In the AAP manifesto, it has come like an apology. Oh, you know, whimper. Mm. Unless you give me statehood, I can't do anything because. So yes, I think the pull will come from the public. When the public realizes, when the Aam Aadmi actually realizes that this is impacting my right to breathe, my right to live with clean environment, my livelihood, my health, when it impacts his pocket, he's going to realize it. And this has to go mass. And I want the mass media to pick it up, not just, you know, shows like yours.
Atshi, full marks on education, but poor marks and F when it comes to pollution.
See, I think, yes, of course, pollution is a very serious issue. We all breathe the air that's there in Delhi. But I think we have to realize that pollution is a complex issue on two grounds. First of all, the winter pollution that all of us talk about the most, as we all know, is not a Delhi-only problem. It's a North India problem. It extends... The smog that we experience extends all the way up from Lahore on one end and Banaras on the other. All NASA images show that year after year. So I think that since we
Which
do have...
Which is why you need a chief minister who's willing to work with other states
actually
and
what,
the center.
Absolutely.
We have
repeatedly made efforts to get into dialogues with the government of Punjab, with the government of Haryana. In fact, last year we even offered that if we sit down on a table, the Delhi government is even willing to offer funds to some of these other states to subsidize the cost that the farmer have to face. What we would like to request, since there's a representative from the BJP, although as far as I know, I don't think they're coming back at the central government level, so it may not be their responsibility anymore.
I think
what we really need is a cross-state collaboration as far as the winter pollution is concerned. Number two, pollution is concerned in Delhi, we have now got into action electric vehicles policy. We are in the process of procuring. Now, all public transport coming into the city, all the DTC buses are going to be electric vehicles. 1,000 such buses are in the process of procurement. And we are setting up an infrastructure.
Procurement has been going on for 5 years.
Electric vehicles policy has come in past one year. And our charming friend over here, they have done made every attempt possible to prevent that procurement from happening.
Yeah.
The DTC bus procurement was lying with their government for many years.
We've done shows on this issue. Today we want to focus on the issue.
One second, you know, I'll tell you one thing.
And they shift complete blame on BJP. Only one thing which you see, those huge hoardings now in the capital stating Arvind Kejriwal ji ka photo.
This is the problem.
Aap hame poorn rajya, is baar to hum poorn rajya lekar ke rahenge.
This is the problem.
This is the problem. Nothing gets done on the ground.
That's very interesting. You know,
quickly, Abhishek, I want to go across to ma'am.
Okay, I'll do it after.
Okay, ma'am, if you can come in here. You know, Abhishek seems to be targeting the next future generation. We know that in schools, at least my nephews, for example, they refuse to burst any crackers. But it's the adults, it's the, you know, people in their 30s and 40s who grew up bursting crackers in Delhi who you'll find still bursting, but the kids refuse to do it. Is Abhishek ahead of his time? Is pollution going to be an issue, according to you, in this election? Or is he looking at the voter in the next, you know, two
Let's
elections?
Let's first define pollution. All of us here are talking about air pollution.
Yes.
Whereas India faces maximum problem, solid waste problem. Water pollution, solid waste management, which is probably none of the governments, none
because
of them.
Because it's being bought,
have
which is why
bothered
we're
to even, you know, compact the waste, the turn it into something useful, or maybe use it for tarring, or use it for making the roads. Even the plastic could be converted. In my school, I've stopped using something known as very simple thing like sparkles. I've read that it goes into seawater and the whales are filter feeders.
We're talking about glitter.
The glitter. The glitter should not be used. It's so dangerous to the aquatic life. We don't realize all that.
But ma'am, you deal with teenagers. You are hanging out with the youth every day.
And you're absolutely right when you say the children are not busting. In my colony also, the huge busting of crackers happened after 10 p.m. when children had slept.
Correct. Now, is this an issue for the youth, you think?
Youth or people? I mean, parents. They come at 10 after closing their shops and they ask the children to come and bust with them. Another thing that we all have to understand, these are national elections. We have to make considered choices. We also have to realize that all schools are trying to work hard and the toppers are coming from everywhere. All children are making success and government schools, I'm very happy, are doing well.
You should be,
because the question which I have to ask all successive governments, including Congress, BJP, are, if I see across the world, what is the definition of a public school? State-run schools are called public schools. All in India, the private schools are called public schools. Why can't we simply call public schools meant for public? And they should all be state-run. And that means state, why call them government schools? Let the child who's passed from a government school say, I passed from this public school, which is a public-funded school. You go to US,
But you agree that it is in everybody's interest that AAP succeeds in reforming the education sector because it will take
roti,
the pressure
kapra,
makan, off private
education,
schools.
I feel what we require for our country is food for all, roads for all, electricity for all, education for all. All these are very four important factors for children or even anybody who's taken birth
and
in this country to have a decent
and
dignified
fresh,
life.
It's a huge opportunity. Fresh
if
air
we have
for
got
everyone.
Such a strong hold in Delhi with a strong
I read
minister
the manifesto
like Mr.
of four
Sisodia,
parties today itself.
Then
and
use
I found
the medium of schools.
All the parties
to
are talking about controlling pollution.
Change and behavior change.
Not all
one
parties.
Party said, I'm not naming the
Absolutely.
Party.
Yeah. I think he needs to take on.
One party said that the trains would become totally electric. Very good. AAP says that buses in Delhi would be electric. Very, very good. Or
not
CNG
buses
alone.
Also?
Very yep. good. And I remember Supreme Court had to intervene when the buses turned on, I mean, turned on
yeah.
green.
Correct.
Started working on CNG. Yeah. There was an advisory or a threat issued. So then they turned to that CNG. Point is, why the courts have to intervene? Why can't we decide as policymakers what is good for the country?
Gini, for the first time, we have manifestos mentioning pollution, education, a big part of the AAP's manifesto. For the BJP, they've gone with Modi versus whom? So you speak to the Aam Aadmi every day. The BJP is basically thinking, I think, and I'll give you a chance to correct me if I'm wrong, that there is no issue. The only issue that the voter cares about is the issue of leadership.
They actually might be correct about this, because when we did a discussion about this on air, on Radio City, we recently had this discussion where we asked that how come the billboards only have the three leaders? That's it. There's no mention of anything else. It's every party has its leader's face on the billboards. So what a majority of people who do not live in Jorbagh and Greater Kailash called me and told me were that it is a prime ministerial candidate that they're voting for, first, for these elections. Secondly, when we talk about pollution, whether it's BJP, whether it's Congress, whether it's AAP, in the last 5 years, I've been doing a radio show, and every year I'm talking about pollution. Every year there are statements made around Diwali, but the fact is that there is no actual step taken. I remember when Odd and Even was done for the first time, there were problems, but the second and the third time, it couldn't be implemented because even they realized that the public system is not strong enough to actually handle people. Or even had its own share of problems. At that point in time, we said then that construction activity will be stopped. Yeah. I challenge all of these people sitting here from various political parties. You all live in Delhi. There is construction going on at every single level.
And it's
there is open construction.
Control.
There is sand. I'm sorry. It's being spread everywhere. There is a lot that can be done to stop that. Currently, it is not being stopped. There are mountains in Delhi. It's funny. But actually, Delhi has mountains of debris and of Koora, people look at it as tourist spots. There are constant fires burning. I don't see anybody ever talking about it at a local issue. When you talk about kids not being able to breathe, I have to say, education is a great point, ma'am. You've really worked hard. But assuming that there are X number of people in a city like Delhi, there are probably X ka ek percentage that will need education, the parents and the children. But all of us need fresh air. That's a bigger issue that everybody should be addressing. And now that you've made a point about political parties, there's a discussion I did on radio where I asked people that should air pollution be made an issue on which you will decide that you will not cast your vote if they do not talk about air pollution.
Hmm.
On an average, I get about 50, 80 calls within 20 minutes of a topic being discussed. I did this campaign for 2 whole weeks. I barely got 20 calls. Because for the common man, air pollution is not an issue. I had a minister of AAP who came on record and we ran his bite everywhere where he turned around and said, Gini, out of 100 people that Delhi has, if 5 more people stood up, even in out of 100, if 20 people asked me for air pollution, I would make it a point of the manifesto. Mm. It does not matter to people, therefore it does not matter to political parties, and that's the basic truth of it.
Ravina, the fault lies with us.
Absolutely.
Yes, the fault lies with us. The fault also lies with our thinking. The fault lies with our thinking of who we vote in. What kind of a person is that? I mean, you're voting for a leader, right? You're not voting for a party. I mean, if a leader like Mr. Sisodia, for example, for Delhi, could put his might and resource behind revamping the education system, he can do that to save lives.
But it was low-hanging fruit in a sense.
Yes, it was a populist move.
Less complex than pollution.
It's populist. Pollution can't be seen. It's not visible.
Could have done it for 15 years. They didn't.
No,
but,
I think
I don't think there was enough awareness. I think the awareness has spread all over the world very recently. It's not just a Delhi problem, it's a global issue, air pollution. And we have to recognize that saving lives has to become a priority for any government that comes in and any leader that sets out to deliver on a manifesto.
Mamta, Gini says that this is the prime ministerial election that we're facing, which actually suits the BJP because, for example, your manifesto didn't even come out until 3 days before the election started. Really, you don't even need a manifesto because we have the only mudda is Modi.
No, not really. Our manifesto has come and you all would have gone through the manifesto.
It came 3 days before the election started. To be fair, Congress was maybe 9 days before.
Sarah, that's okay. Because people are seeing the work done for last 5 years by the Honorable Prime Minister and the entire ministry. So people are voting for the development. People are voting for the work done by BJP government all across India. So this is we have a narrative. The narrative is the work done by the government.
You're absolutely right. Traditionally, when a party is going for re-election, they are asking for votes based on what they have done. Yeah. But this time with the BJP, we are not hearing about whether Achhe Din have come,
of course, any of these issues.
We're hearing about ideas, like the idea of India, the idea of nationalism, the idea of patriotism in 2019. We're not hearing about the issues.
No, of course, we are talking about the issues also. We are talking about the work done by BJP government. And as far as nationalism and patriotism is concerned, we obviously are going... the voter of India is also talking about it. And what is wrong if we talk about nationalism? Is there anything wrong in that? If we talk about airstrike, if we go behind Pakistan and we do airstrike, so is it wrong? You think that that's not part of national security?
Let's ask the audience what matters.
Don't you think that national security is a major issue?
Haan, bataye. Aapke liye kya important hai? Education, ya pollution, ya the issues of nationalism and patriotism?
My first question to you is that you talk about that it's not about the personality politics, it's about the issues. But how is it that you put up Gautam Gambhir by giving logic that he has done very well in cricket and he's done very well for nation? And I agree with you. And the same logic was given by one of your members while Sunny Deol joined the BJP. Said he made a film called Border, which is about nationalism and patriotism.
And that was the defense minister.
And
yes.
That is
defense minister.
Yeah, the defense minister. Now, my simple question, if that is the logic by which you are putting these people, these personality, then how is it the Amresh Puri and the Preshawal should be put behind bars because they made a film and they played a role, a villain role
like
in the movie?
What if Gautam Gambhir revitalized sports stadiums in the city? The youth needs sport.
But my question, my simple question to you, do they know about politics? Do they hold the degree of politics?
Go ahead.
They are not special. They are experts in their field. They are expert in acting and they are expert in cricket. But they are not expert in politics. Why should we vote for them?
So you are, may I know your name?
My name is Sadan.
Sadan. Okay. Sadan, so in what I understand by your talk is you are saying that we should only promote people who come from political background because they understand politics. Hai na? So we should have I have heard you completely. So now you are trying to tell me that, ma'am, look, the point here is that you should be either from Gandhi family or from some big political family to be able to get into politics because you understand. So you understand politics and you do politics. No. But if a criminal comes into politics,
do you join the party one week before the election?
What he's asking is, how many jobs have you provided in the last 5 years?
Let me finish saying what I'm saying. No, please.
So Sheila,
okay. I don't know why Congress jumps four feet up when it comes about Gandhi family.
Go ahead.
Because Gandhi family
ka hak
hai. Bharatvarsh mein hum hi raj karenge, hum hi
khayenge. Okay, respond to his question.
Aur hum hi sab karenge. Main unhi ko respond kar. So aisa kuch nahi hai. It's not necessary that you have to have a political background to come into politics. It is a profession. First of all, it is not just a game. It is a profession. If you're a professional, he's a professional cricketer. He knows what professionalism is all about. Okay. So this is one professional who's finished one profession. He's starting his second inning. And he's chose politics as his second profession. Now he's come to BJP because he realizes and he understands that in India today, the best party who's serving the nation, who's doing everything for the nation is BJP. So it is his decision to come and join BJP.
But he decided to take this only 1 week before the election.
I'm not questioning about... Yes.
Gini, go ahead.
Second,
I just want to make your question simpler because Dilliwala, and nothing to do with politics. I think precisely what he's asking, ma'am, is that it's great that these people are joining politics in all parties. Sure. But it'd be great if these people could first work in politics, we could see their work, and then you give them a seat. So we are at least aware of who Gautam Gambhir is as a politician or who Urmila is as a politician. And then next time, absolutely put them in the fray and then people can decide on their work. That is what he's asking. That
correct,
is his
I
question.
Agree. But yeah. Abhishek, you answer know, I asked the BJP about their manifesto or the lack of the manifesto until 3 days before the election. On the other hand, this time we've seen the Congress has a very extensive manifesto, but is that really...
But it was not lack of manifesto.
But the Congress game plan here seems to be key because you have no Modi equal, then you have a manifesto at least.
But, you know, this is myth I want to clear. Last three elections, if Modi was contesting, he lost in Rajasthan. He lost in Madhya Pradesh, he lost in Punjab, he lost in Karnataka. These are the recent elections. Modi or BJP should come forward today and talk about demonetization, the benefit this country has got from demonetization. They should talk about those 2 crore jobs that they had promised. They should talk about the pre-promises that they had made in the 2014 election. And yes, the country should have voted for them. Modi ji should have put big hoardings saying, 1 crore people given jobs in Delhi, vote for me. Demonetization, black money has gone, vote for me. You have completely changed the narrative of politics. And these are the people who voted Modi out in these three states. Where Delhi is concerned, I just want to pick up the transportation point because air pollution is something that I'm very close to.
Yeah.
You know, the transportation in Delhi has gone bad. When Aam Aadmi Party came into government, there were 5,200 buses. Now we are sitting on 3,800 buses. They've been in power for 4 years. Metro third phase has been badly delayed. Fourth phase, no one is talking. Twice in 1 year, the metro fees has gone up. People are avoiding taking the metro and they are back on their scooters again.
Can't afford it.
Why can't we talk about the work Aam Aadmi Party has done in 4 years and ask for a vote? Why can't Modi ji or BJP ask the work they've done for Delhi or for India for the last 5 years
that's
and ask
exactly,
for a vote? They need to come out. One second. They need to come out. They need to come out with an explanation.
BJP is asking for the vote work on the basis of work done by Modi and by Modi.
Ma'am, can you tell me one thing? How many
and
jobs?
Secondly,
no,
it,
let's talk one second.
Yes,
how many
is,
jobs
is,
has your government provided in
the
last 5 years?
Also, Abhishek,
give me one specific
you have
answer.
To have
how many jobs has your government?
Who can govern
tell
the
me
nation
one thing.
And
how many jobs
Rahul
for the
Gandhi,
youth have you
can't
provided?
Even write his own speech.
No, let's.
Come on.
Wait, let's not talk about speeches. Tell me how many jobs have you provided? One answer.
You
can't give me an answer.
So
one
okay,
second.
Okay.
Has the black money stopped?
We have a principal in the building. yet. We have a principal in the building, so let ma'am speak.
Can we talk about Startup India, which has already failed?
Mamta,
Abhishek, can we talk about anything?
Mamta, Abhishek, 1 second.
Smart city. Tell me one smart city.
Nobody's been able to hear.
Tell me one smart city. One smart city in Delhi. Tell me one smart city.
1 second.
You could not even pick up.
Abhishek, 1 second, please. Nobody's been able to hear anything. Let the principal speak.
Mamta Kale, ek neutral baat karte hain. मैं एक लर्नर हूँ और मैं चाहती हूँ जिंदगी भर सब पढ़ते रहें. अब पढ़ने वाला इंसान किसी भी फील्ड से आ सकता है. कोई जरूरी नहीं है कि वो पॉलिटिशियन है तो वही सीखेगा. अगर मैं इलेक्शन लड़ूँ तो मैं भी देश के लिए काम कर सकती हूँ, आप भी कर सकते हैं. अगर आपका दिल देश के लिए धड़कता है तो आप देश के लिए अच्छा काम करेंगे ही सदन, ये पक्की बात है. अब रहा सवाल कि फिल्म स्टार क्यों बन गए पॉलिटिशियन या क्यों आगे पार्टीज के अंदर. रोनाल्ड रीगन ने बहुत साल अमेरिका चलाया, फिल्म स्टार थे वो. MGR, अम्मा जयलक्ष्मी, मतलब जयललिता, मतलब ये सब आई थिंक सडनली आ गए थे. अभी और बहुत सारे लोग हैं जो तैयार बैठे हैं कि कब हमें मौका मिले तो हम भी कूदे पॉलिटिक्स के अंदर. एक मिनट मैम, एक और चीज. अब आते हैं मैनिफेस्टो या घोषणा पत्रों पे. अब मैनिफेस्टो तो मेरे ख्याल से काफी कुछ प्रचार के लिए होते हैं. कुछ पॉपुलिस्ट स्कीम सडनली आ जाती है लोगों के दिमाग में, उनका बैठा होता है थिंक टैंक और डिसाइड करता है इसको लोगों को अपील करेगा. पहली बार जब मैंने किसी घोषणा पत्र से सुना था, 2 रुपए का चावल किस साउथ के इलेक्शन में आया था, और उसके बाद किसी ने कहा नहीं 2 रुपए भी ज्यादा है, 1 रुपए का कर देते हैं. तो कुछ स्टेट्स में 1 रुपए का चावल है. कुछ में आया कि सब बच्चों को लैपटॉप बांटे जाएंगे. दिल्ली में भी लैपटॉप बांटे हैं कॉलेजेस के अंदर. अब मुझे नहीं समझ में आता कि मेरा टैक्स कहां कहां जा रहा है. अभी किसी पार्टी ने कहा, मैं नाम नहीं लूंगी, कि 6,000 रुपए हर एक के घर पहुंच जाएंगे. अगर वो ज्वाइंट फैमिली है तो भी 6,000 पहुंचेंगे, न्यूक्लियर फैमिली है तो भी 6,000 पहुंचेंगे, और सब लोग फटाफट न्यूक्लियर फैमिली बना लेंगे ताकि हर के मतलब एक घर में अगर जुड़ा हुआ परिवार है 6,000 मिलेंगे, 4 बच्चे अलग हो जाओ तो 24,000 मिलेंगे. इसका मतलब नौकरियां तो जरूरत ही नहीं है उनको करने की. बैठे बैठे तनख्वाह घर आ रही है आपके अकाउंट में, वो भी कैसे आ रही है किसी को पता नहीं. आधार से लिंक करना है नहीं करना. तो देर लॉट ऑफ क्वेश्चन विच कम इन टू द माइंड ऑफ अ लर्नर लाइक मी. आई एम जस्ट अ लर्नर इन पॉलिटिक्स. और मुझे ऐसा लगता है कि देश के लिए क्या अच्छा है वो ही करना है. जो बाबा अम्बेडकर बोल के गए थे 10 साल के लिए ये होगा, वो 10 साल के बाद क्यों चल रहा है. फ्री एंड कंपल्सरी एजुकेशन बहुत पहले से बोल गए थे 14 साल के बच्चों तक के लिए, वो इतने लेट क्यों इंप्लीमेंट हुआ मुझे समझ में नहीं आता. अभी लोग कहते हैं इसको 18 तक एक्सटेंड कर लेंगे. मतलब जो कुछ अगर हम अपनी कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन से चल रहे हैं तो हमको डे वन से चलना चाहिए था. और कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन अच्छा था हमारा.
I think you've raised an important point about populist measures included in the manifesto. Reena, my question would be, what could be more populist than the right to breathe? You wrote a letter to the health minister, Delhi health minister.
Many letters to many ministers, met many ministers at various levels. Their answers, all their answers to me were, Raveena, unless there is a mass need for this, unless the public wants it, unless there is enough of the aam aadmi who wants it, we cannot make this a priority. So it's our fault. I mean, it's also our fault that our media has not supported us in a mass way. Okay? We make decisions sitting, you know, in television channels about what to talk about and what to bake a mudda. So do political parties. You know, what is not popular need not be resourced. The fact is the cost of public health. And आपका पैसा कहाँ जा रहा है? यहाँ जाएगा. आपके पॉकेट में होल्स क्यों होंगे? क्योंकि वी विल नॉट बी एबल टू अफोर्ड टू सर्वाइव गोइंग फॉरवर्ड. दैट हैज नॉट बिकम एन इश्यू येट. इट विल. जब इनफ एक्सपर्टीज आएगी, पब्लिक एंगेजमेंट आएगी, इनफ नॉलेज बढ़ेगा पोलिटिकल पार्टीज में. एंड इफ दे केयर टू आस्क वाई आर सो मेनी पीपल डाइंग बिकॉज ऑफ एयर पोल्यूशन लेड इलनेसेस. All this while it has been, this is somebody else's report, this is WHO, it's a foreign thing. Now they're doing their own research. The facts are before us. Now who's going to deny that this needs to become a mass issue?
Is it possible that all parties work together for the welfare of people?
This
should be on everybody's political agenda.
No, but you're part of this movement that says no SARS, no vote.
Yes.
So what are you going to do, I mean, in this election? Because really there's no party that's standing up really for the issue.
No SARS, no vote, or SARS nahi to vote nahi is a very critical cry for help, you know. And say that, you know, agar humko hame saans nahi milegi to hum aapko kyun vote de? You don't
mujhe
care about
nahi
me.
Dikhte, mujhe achha nahi
lagta.
I am
a commodity for you. I am not a human being. My life doesn't matter. So it has many connotations. This will grow. I think as
Abhishek, why have you hitched your bandwagon to this issue?
First of all, even in this manifesto of the Congress, we talk about Environment Protect Authority. This is what we propose, that EPA will be formed where all the judicial powers will also go in. And they will supersede all the issues related to environment.
Yeah.
We've specified 18 points, which has covered each and every aspect of air pollution. And the good part is, the entire team of the Congress party did a very good research which was not only through political people. It was through NGOs, people who understood air pollution very well. And the Congress party today is very serious about handling air pollution. And I'm sure today it's not about 1%, 2%. Look at any metro. People are more educated. They talk more about it. And even the media covers more about it. But if you go to smaller cities, media till today is not focusing about air pollution in Gwalior or in Agra because the media over there is not supporting them. If today, I remember NDTV has got this ticker, air quality index every day. You're educating more and more people. And today when political parties are so serious about it, and even our manifesto, 18 points, which covers all the angles. I'm sure once you come into power, this is something that we are very, very concerned about.
Jenny, come in here. You're part of the media. You've actually been focusing on this issue. Why do you do it then if there isn't, if it doesn't resonate with the viewer?
I'm not so sure if we are talking about media not supporting in smaller cities and states, because we're sitting in the capital. And Delhi chokes every single year. And it's not just during Diwali or that 1 week of Diwali. It's actually from September till the point of Feb or March, depending on that. Also, currently, the air pollution levels are high. I think for people, it's not become an issue, which is what actual reason is why politicians or political parties are not taking it up. Because till I get votes for a particular topic, I am not interested. That's the clear mandate that every political party has. So yes, do people need to wake up? Yes. Is media talking about it constantly? Slowly and steadily, the media will also. But again, it's a cat and mouse game. We are talking about stuff that gets people eyeballs. And unfortunately, pollution hasn't just come up. A campaign that I can do for 3 weeks gets me 1% response of what I'd get for anything else that I do. But I'll still carry on. How many others?
Why are we not cleaning our roads properly? I don't understand.
No, so we have someone here. He's an author. Cleaning. He's written this book called The Great Smog of India. Can you come in over here? Because you've said in your book that air pollution kills more than 1 million Indians every year. Yet government and our civil society has refused to accept its seriousness, even though we're paying a lot more when it comes to health cost bills.
Yes, actually. So I'm going to start with a very unpopular statement. So we just saw politicians arguing across the various parties. The perception normally is that politicization of this issue is a problem. I say that the problem is a lack of politicization. So we need more people talking about it. It won't happen until they argue even more. In fact, the problem here is that the issue is not being taken up at the highest level. The Prime Minister has not made a single statement about air pollution in these last 5 years, or I mean even before that. And until we have a cross-state issue being handled at the highest level with the involvement of the highest offices, we won't be able to coordinate all the ministries, the various administrative setups, including, for example, Delhi has MCD and the Delhi government. You won't be able to get, in fact, other countries involved in this issue. The air pollution does not respect international borders or state borders or any other administrative borders. So,
Mamta, the BJP manifesto says the Clean Air Plan, the LCAP, will be made into a mission. But we also had the Clean Ganga mission and see where that has been. So just making things a mission doesn't work. Is this eyewash? Putting this in the manifesto, are you basically playing it safe?
Towards GST?
No, it's not an eyewash. If you've got to go to Kashi and see how clean Ganga is. You've got to go to Haridwar and see how clean Ganga is. So it is. I have been on the field. Please kindly do not laugh. It's not a laughable matter. Go to the field and check how clean Ganga is. Go to Kashi, go to Prayagraj, go to Uttarakhand and check it to yourself. A. B. I really wonder the Congress spokesperson was saying this is the pollution he is doing. He's concerned about pollution. Very good. But I really wonder that Congress party ruled Delhi for 15 years. What did Sheila Dixit do for the...
What are you talking? You need
now,
to do your homework.
During the election of 2019, when they have no narrative, they have come up this pollution thing. And secondly, Modi ji has been talking about Swachh Bharat. He is the only Prime Minister who spoke about Swachh Bharat.
Listen,
he has taken this drive to everywhere. And this is for the people of India also. So put this in their head as well that we require clean India. So he had started
but
this drive long back.
But
what was Congress doing? What did Aam Aadmi Party do? What did Aam Aadmi Party do?
Abhishek, quick 30 seconds.
One second. 30
seconds.
Heart of Delhi. 5 kilometers away from Narendra Modi ji's residence, 10,000 trees were cut. Heart of Delhi. What were you doing? just because of development in that area around
development.
One second. Why are we deviating? Why are you deviating? Do you have an answer for it?
Sheila Dixit cut entire jungles of Delhi. What
did you do about that? During our time, it was called Green Capital. Just because it's 10,000 trees were cut.
The personality of the short break, we can't hear anything. Let's just use this time to take a break. Thank you.
We're debating what does the Delhi voter want in this election. Are they going to be voting on the issues, or are they going to be voting on personalities? Is this manifesto versus Modi? Let's get quick public reactions. Make your point.
Ma'am, first question mera ye hai, BJP ke liye, agar aap bol rahe hain ki Ganga humne saaf karwai hai Haridwar mein, Uttarkashi mein, Delhi mein rehte hue jo Jamna hai, daily ITO se nikalti hu, us Jamna ka kya haal hai? Nala bani hui hai wo.
Okay, go ahead ma'am, you... You had to, let me just get reactions first and then we'll...
Ma'am, mera sawal bhi BJP se hi hai. Jaisa aapne abhi bola ki sari ki sari cheeze bilkul clean ho gayi hain aur Prime Minister sahab ne bola ki Swachh Bharat humne chalaya hai. Delhi mein pichle 15 saalon se MCD hai aur ab chauthi baar chunkar aayi hai. Delhi ki sadkon par aap niklengi to aapko asliyat samajh mein aayegi.
Nahin, sir, aap ye bataiye, aap issue pe vote karoge ya personality pe vote karoge?
Issue pe vote karenge, ma'am.
Issue pe vote karenge. Anyone else on this issue ya personality? Issue or personality? Issues, everybody says issues, we'll see what the reactions are on this day. Atishi, I have a question for you. If after everything that has been done by you in the field of education, if you are not elected, what does this say? What is the message we will get about the voter?
See, I'm quite confident that the people of Delhi are going to vote on issues, and I think that we can see the response. Sorry?
As was Sheila Dixit in the last election.
Except that the people whom she worked for whom she built the flyovers, not even 20% people in this city own vehicles and cars. Whereas 75 to 80% of the city lives in unauthorized colonies, resettlement colonies, and JJ clusters. Their children study in government schools, they go to government hospitals, for whom having a sewer line or not having a sewer line makes an everyday difference in their lives. So, and that is the reason why...
Everybody needs an education, as do they need clean air. Atishi, quick, you know, there's this video going around. We're getting people tweeting on the show right now asking to ask you why you said that the people should vote even for a goon and not for the BJP. You've said in your manifesto that what you're looking to do is provide an education to make the voter a happy, aware, and capable citizen. Surely this would not be a happy, aware, and capable citizen if you're going to just vote for a goon as long as it's not a BJP.
I think that what we have seen in the past 5 years is total destruction of the economy, total destruction of the social fabric of this country, and an almost near totalitarian government run by Mr. Narendra Modi and Mr. Amit Shah. I think it is of utmost importance to this country that the country comes together and removes this duo from Delhi. And I believe, and that is exactly what I had said in a speech which is being quoted, misquoted or partially quoted, that across the country, every voter should vote for the candidate who can defeat the BJP, because we need to get this authoritarian government out of power from the central government.
Prince, and again, by dissenting.
Prince, last
the
word.
The person who is the leader, who is elected, not party basis. Whosoever is good should get the vote.
कि एक गरीब परिवार से या कॉमन जो व्यक्ति है वो देश का प्रधानमंत्री नहीं बन सकता है. आप उसको प्रधानमंत्री नहीं बना सकते जो सच्चा व्यक्ति है, जो देश के लिए काम कर रहा है, जिसके आगे पीछे कोई नहीं है, वो सिर्फ और सिर्फ देश के लिए काम कर रहा है. आतिशी द्वारा ये कैंडिडेट है,
उनके भाई है, आगे पीछे
आतिशी जी का ये कहना है, उनके भाई है, आप गुंडे मवालियों को वोट दे दीजिए, गुंडे मवालियों को, चोर उचक्कों को संसद में भेज दीजिए. उसके बाद जैसे इन्होंने दिल्ली को खाया और कांग्रेस ने पूरा देश खाया.
व्हाट आर यू टॉकिंग?
Okay, please, I want to give the last word to Prince. Prince, we're saying in this election that it's going to be the first time voter who's going to play kingmaker.
I think people
they
will
are
know
going
why
to decide
I said
how
what
this
I
election
did.
Goes. Is the first time voter affected by all these issues, wives and parents and dynasty, or is it about the issue? What do you think?
Youth generation jo hai wo abhi issues ki taraf hi dekh rahi hai. Issues hi sabke liye matter karte hain, not face. Agar face matter kar rahe hote, तो फिर अभी तक हमारी कंट्री इतनी डेवलप नहीं हो पाती। और मेरा भी सबसे एक क्वेश्चन है कि हर पार्टी बोलती है कि उस पार्टी ने पिछले 10 साल से यहाँ पे राज किया, वो 10 साल से ये काम नहीं कर पाई, तो आप ये अपनी इनकेपेबिलिटी क्यों दिखा रहे हैं कि अगर वो 10 साल में काम नहीं कर पाई तो हम 5 साल में कैसे करें? लाइक कांग्रेस हैज रूल्ड द 70 ईयर्स, इफ दे डोंट डू एनी वर्क, करा है काम, तो आप ऐसे क्यों कह रहे हैं कि आप 5 साल में जो कांग्रेस 70 साल में नहीं कर पाई वो 5 साल में कैसे करें? तो अगर उसने कुछ ना कुछ किया है, अगर वो 70 साल में कुछ नहीं करती,
बीजेपी ने 5 साल में किया है, उसका अगर 10-15% भी कांग्रेस ने 70 साल में किया होता ना बेटा, तो आज ये देश कहीं और होता, विकासशील देश नहीं होता, ये विकसित देश होता। और दूसरी बात, जो प्रश्न ये किया जा रहा है कि दिल्ली आज बहुत गंदी है, सड़कें बहुत गंदी है, यमुना बहुत गंदी है, अगर हम सबने मिलके सफाई को अपना मुद्दा बनाया होता, स्वच्छ भारत को हमने एज एन इंडिविजुअल मुद्दा बनाया होता एंड हमने नहीं फेंका होता कुछ भी बाहर और हम सफाई को जिम्मेदारी लेते।
ओके, आई थिंक आई वाज अ गुड वन टू एंड ऑन। रवीना देयर सेज द वर्ल्ड इज लुकिंग एट दिल्ली एंड वी विल नो हाउ दिल्ली स्पीक्स ऑन द 23rd। थैंक यू सो मच फॉर जॉइनिंग अस ऑन वी द पीपल। दिस इज अ शो वेयर वी बिलीव इट्स इंपॉर्टेंट टू स्पीक अप बट इट्स ऑल्सो इंपॉर्टेंट टू लिसन। अंटिल नेक्स्ट संडे, गुड नाइट।
थैंक यू।